Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
Hope you're right this afternoon. Thank you very much to everybody at Nottingham Trent University last night. What a night that was.
Was it good?
It was crazy.
Was it?
Yeah.
Were they up for it?
Really up for it.
Did they like you?
No one threw anything.
Good.
So, thanks for telling them not to do that on Twitter.
Yes, oh, I did.
Yeah.
Really good. I think that's kind of nice of me, don't you, to look out for you
thanks.
That way?
Yeah. There were a couple of people going, you said that Nottingham Uni was better than Nottingham Trent. And I said, well, actually, I didn't say that. Chappers just said that I said that.
So. And on the evidence of last night, you'd say that Trent was better, would you?
It was busier.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily mean better. No. But it was amazing.
Did you sign to fill the power on lots of people's boobs?
I have to tell you something.
Yeah?
I fell off again.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, off somebody's boobs?
No. The wagon.
The boob signing wagon?
The boob signing wagon. I think I did three last night.
What, all with fill the power on? Fill on the left, the power on the right?
All with permanent marker as well.
Do you think Phil the Power Taylor knows you're going around doing his autograph on people's
fill
boobs?
The power.
So sorry if you woke up this morning with ink on your chest.
With Phil the Power on your boobs.
Right, we need to do an apology for yesterday's show, I feel.
Really?
Yeah, it was silly. It got out of hand. It was like when I used to, when I was younger, wind my brother up. Mm. And then your mum's like, right, you're doing it on purpose now, aren't you? And then you just do it more and more and more. And that's kind of what happened yesterday on this show.
Are you saying we were like a couple of small children winding each other up?
We were. It was infantile. And I'm sorry for winding you all up yesterday. I've never had such a busy inbox from people saying the word Valerie, mostly.
Right. Still haven't found one, though, have I?
Don't!
Scott Mills, BBC.
Radio 1.
Exciting news. As you may know, today's show is in 3D. So for the whole show today, we're in 3D. At 7 o'clock, Zane will go back to 2D. So do enjoy the experience. Hope you've got your glasses from that supermarket. Text me how you think the show's going in 3D. It's just an experiment. 81199. I've got mine on now.
It's going well so far, I think.
This screen hurts your eyes a bit with 3D on, but I'll cope.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do you want to wear them?
Thanks.
Imagine everyone's going to be watching Channel 4 wearing those next week. I think they look really stylish.
Do you? God, you look amazing.
Thanks very much. So, in 3D, till 7. Apart from if you're in the car, when we've got a special service for you in 2D, because obviously you can't wear those silly glasses and drive at the same time. Very unwise. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this, please?
It's Chloe.
Hi, Chloe, where are you?
I'm in Bournemouth.
How can I help?
I'm just phoning because I saw a Facebook status last night, and it said that one of my male Facebook friends was trying to wash your autograph off his chest, and it wasn't coming off.
Right.
What did he sign? Did he sign Scott Mills or did he sign Phil the Power?
He didn't specify, but I'm pretty sure it was probably Phil the Power.
Yeah.
A lot of students in Nottingham, because obviously did both unis over two nights, now have permanent marker over their arms, some on their face, some on their chest. Like Pete's been on saying, I have your signature on both of my arms in permanent marker. Seemed like such a good idea at the time. Now I look like a crazed fanboy.
The problem is, though, you're just confronted by a mass of flesh normally, aren't you? And you just sign whatever's put in front of you.
Yeah, I just sign whatever. If it's flesh, I'll sign it.
You don't make any difference whether it's male or female.
No, you don't know.
And at some colleges, it's difficult to tell the difference.
It certainly is. Is this a friend of yours, then, that I signed?
Yes, this is a friend of mine, yeah.
All right, well, tell him I'm sorry. I hope it washes off soon.
All right, I'm sure it will. I hope so.
Yeah. See, there's loads of students, like a lot of students walking around with permanent marker today in Nottingham. So if you're in the Nottingham area, you will spot them. It's easy. Love you.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
Download them for free
at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Charlie's been on in Bristol saying that sounded amazing in 3D. Glad you enjoyed it. Friendly fires and jump in the pool. Let me know how the 3D experience is going for you this afternoon on 81199. It's just an experiment because Channel 4 are starting to do some programmes in in 3D from next week.
They'd be a bit behind the times if they'd just started
doing HD.
Yeah.
So let me know how the 3D thing goes for you. Hi, Twilight fans. I told you yesterday I was going to a top-secret London location this morning.
Yeah.
I was going to see Arpats and record an interview with him. which was going to be broadcast on Tuesday.
How did it go? Did you have any idea what you were asking about?
There was a slight problem.
Yeah?
I overslept.
You overslept?
Thing is, I didn't get in from the Nottingham Trent gig until about 6 a.m. this morning.
Right.
I drove back.
Yeah.
And then it was quite early this morning, and I've missed the whole thing.
So you overslept and missed it?
Now, if you're a Robert Pattinson fan, you're going to be very annoyed with me now. I can understand that.
And you thought we annoyed people yesterday?
This is going to annoy... Because
good.
I know...
Can I just say, I played my full part in annoying people yesterday, but this one has all the annoyance just at you, Sunshine. I
woke up 10 minutes after it was supposed to begin.
Right.
And texted the one that didn't speak in a frenzy. And he sent back a long word, which I can't say. But don't worry, because the one that didn't speak did give Grimmy all the questions, because he was going down there.
Right.
So Grimmy had the questions. So if you sent one in yesterday, hopefully yours will still be asked. And as planned, there will be an interview with Robert Pattinson on Tuesday on this show, only I won't be in it.
Are you going to take Grimmy's questions out and put them in your voice?
I think that's what we should do. So,
it
yeah.
Might, do you not
just
think
cut Grimmy
might,
out of it altogether.
Do you not think it might sound a bit stilted that way?
Well, we can try it. They'll never know.
It'll be fine.
No more stilted.
So
than if,
I just
you,
said
if
that.
You've done it originally,
forget
I wouldn't
I just
have
said
thought.
That. Me and our Pats will be on Tuesday. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry, everybody. I know that if you are an R Pats fan, you wouldn't have ever done that. You wouldn't have overslept. In fact, it was probably the highlight of your life, and you wouldn't have slept at all beforehand just to make sure you didn't oversleep. But I wasn't one of those people, and for that, I apologise.
Safe to say they absolutely hate you.
Yeah, I know. I'm really sorry. But the questions have still been asked. It's all fine. Don't. Yeah, I know I'm a loser. Well, I guess R Pats being in the rom-com's definitely off.
Yeah.
Hannah and Chris say that in Cardiff.
You're going to struggle a bit there, aren't you?
Yeah. You even stand Hollywood stars up. It's not, mate, it's not like that. I'm really sorry. God. One of those days where I could just cry.
There are a few people who are kind of giving you respect for that, you know?
Really?
Although
I can't see any.
Scott, what are you... Oh, hang on. What are you doing with your life? I came home very excited to hear this interview. Now we'll never know when Rob...
Wasn't going to be on till next Tuesday.
Well, all right. Now this person will never know next Tuesday when Rob last had a full English breakfast.
Well, no, we've still asked the questions.
All right, okay.
So don't worry. If you sent in questions as good as that one, they will be asked by Grimmy, who did the interview, because I was in bed. I'm really, really sorry. Again, to all the Twilight and R Pats fans. Now, I think some people are getting the wrong idea here. Ellen and Wrexham. My two friends sent in questions to the R Pats interview. They won't be pleased. No, it's still going to happen. The interview did occur. The only thing missing from the interview with R Pats is me. It still happened. It took place this morning, and you can hear it as planned on this show on Tuesday afternoon. We did still ask your questions that you sent in yesterday. It's just that I wasn't there because, like... What do? You sleep or do you meet a movie star? I'm so sorry. I overslept. It happens.
Well, John says on a text, it must be the 20 hours a week that you work that must have really taken it out of you.
Anyway, now, next Tuesday, as planned, R Pats will still be on Radio 1.
Comes to something, though, when Grimmy's awake and ready to do something or not, doesn't it?
What's happening? So Grimmy will be asking the questions instead, or we'll just neatly cut me in and no one will notice. Next Tuesday afternoon, R Pat, the interview is still on, the questions were still asked. Don't have a go, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Talking about your names in songs for a couple of days now. Got some more.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Chloe. She emailed me saying, I just don't think there's a song with my name in. The thing is, if you look hard enough, most names are in a song somewhere.
Chloe.
Even though they are about 50 years old generally and quite rubbish. But Chloe...
Have you found one?
Yes. Here it is.
Darling.
Now, you'd want that on your phone, wouldn't you, if your name was Chloe?
Is that Steve Woodwind?
Don't think so.
Darling.
Yeah. So they are all Chloes. You do have a song with your name in. Right, no one called Edna has texted in or emailed. Do you think we have any Ednas listening
to
Radio 1?
I think we do, yeah.
Must be, surely. Anyway, if your name is Edna...
Have you found one?
Yes, there it is.
Edna, you are...
like I say, old and a bit rubbish, but your name's still in it, Edna.
Edna, you are what? Don't leave it on a cliffhanger.
Edna, you are...
old? I don't know. I don't
know.
Is
that where it's left? Oh.
Sorry. That's going to keep you awake now, isn't it? Edna, you are... what? What is it?
All right. Okay.
We didn't think there was a song with Mark in, did we, Mark?
No, we didn't. No.
There is. Does that count?
Not massively.
And I've left my mark. Mark was his boyfriend, maybe.
Well, true, yeah.
So therefore, it's fine.
Or it was my mum who'd left me in a shop or something. Yeah.
And there is one with Scott in. See, I didn't think there's one with my name in. Listen to this.
Scott's a what?
Scott's a dork, that is. by Real Big Fish. But right. At least my name's in a song.
Yeah.
I've been called worse things, mostly by Arpats fans today.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yes, we found an Edna. She's 98 years old. She lives in Edgeley. It's someone's nan who they've just texted in. So
Edna,
your gran will be pleased with this. I don't know what she is. Jo in Bristol, very impressed with the 3D show today. She says the sound does seem to jump out a lot more. Impressive technology. You're always ahead of the time, Scott. I know. That was Tyo Cruz and no other one. Hope you're wearing your 3D glasses. You know Channel 4 are having this 3D week next week. Well, you can use their glasses that you can get from the supermarket to enjoy this show today.
It's slightly weird, though, for us, isn't it? Because we've only got one pair of glasses between the two of us. So whilst one of us it's really good, for another one of us it's a bit flat.
Do you know what I'm really pleased about? If you've got some of these glasses, mm-hmm. you'll notice this. It's clearly marked left and right, so you put them on the right way. Now, I'm not being funny. How else would you possibly put them on? I don't think there's any other combination.
Also, it is.
Yeah? Put them on now.
There really can't be anybody in the world stupid enough to put them on upside down.
Can try.
I mean, they don't actually...
No, you would know that's wrong, wouldn't you?
You can't actually balance them on your ears upside down.
So thanks to whoever made those for putting left and right on. Really good. Someone called Jeremy's been on, saying there isn't a song about me. There is, Jeremy. We played it yesterday. We've had quite a few people called Rachel emailing and texting saying, no, popular name, no song for me though, is there? Actually, there is, but I don't know whether this one counts.
Happy birthday, dear Rachel.
No. You can't include... That doesn't count. The happy birthday song should be taken out of it. You can't include that.
Why not?
Well,
Collins. There's one for you.
Happy birthday, dear Colin.
Frank, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Remember we said there
I think you're taking the easiest option, though, aren't you, here?
We said there wasn't one for Warren, didn't we?
We did.
Hello to you, if you're called Warren. You do have a song with your name in. Finally, we found one.
Happy birthday, dear Warren.
Yeah?
Is this how we're finally going to find a track with Valerie in it?
I hope so. Trevor? Hi.
Happy birthday, dear Trevor.
I've got more, but I won't bore you with them.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, hello if you're called Derek. Do you think we have many Derek's listening?
Yeah.
There's one that works right here. Look.
I know, yeah.
There he is.
I know.
That's Derek.
I know that's
on that
Derek.
Screen there,
yes,
that's Derek.
I know.
He works here in Newsbeat.
He's one of the few members of staff who you know the name of.
You're so bad. That's not true. I know everyone's name in this room. Mm-hmm. I do. Derek.
Derek never woke up.
No idea. Can you hear Derek?
Oh, no.
Right at the beginning.
Derek never woke up at night in his...
Here's a clearer one, it's Sway.
Little Derek's doing okay, yeah. Little Derek's doing fine.
I've got a good one if your name is Bob.
Bob's a good guy, he knows just what. Bob's a good guy, he knows just what to do.
Now, the one that didn't speak says he couldn't hear Bob in there at all, but that's because he wasn't wearing the 3D glasses at the time. If you put them on... Put them on and you'll be able to hear
that's
that
left
it says
and that's right.
Bob. Put them on the right way. Ready?
Bob's a good guy, he knows just what.
was like coming at you, wasn't he? Like Cleopatra. And hi to everyone called Mavis listening to Radio 1 this afternoon. You do have a song as well. Who'd have thought?
Mavis!
What?
Sounds like I've just recorded it myself.
Yeah, it does,
that. It sounds like I could have recorded it when I realised I was late for the RPATS interview and I've just woken up this morning.
Paris!
That might be Paris, but let's go with Mavis.
Paris!
Tom in Essex is loving the 3D experience today. He says it's just like you're here with me in the room. It's amazing. Told you it was good. That was Snow Patrol, and then it was N-dubs.
BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Well, I've just got some in my eye, so that's kind of affecting my 3D experience at the moment.
It'll come back.
Will it?
Yeah. Good. Oh, I'm going to have to explain this all over again now. Jen's been on. She's just finished work, turned on the radio, wants to know if she's missed the interview with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, and somebody else has just texted saying, do you ask our Pats if you like the name Georgia?
You haven't missed it. I have. I got in really late last night from the gig at Nottingham Trent, and I overslept for the RPATS interview today. But it did happen. So if you sent in a question, don't worry about it, because the one that doesn't speak gave the questions to Grimmy, and he asked RPAT in my absence. And we'll cleverly paste it together, so it sounds like I'm asking the questions next Tuesday. So pretty much, you know, normal service, as we said, apart from I wasn't there.
You
so
could
sorry.
Just leave... It could just play it out as a Grimmy interview and not take Grimmy out at all.
Well, we'll see what sounds best. But next Tuesday afternoon, you'll hear the RPATS interview.
Get you!
I didn't mean it like that.
Well, how exactly was that meant to be meant?
Yeah, that came out wrong.
It did, really.
Today's Oh What's Occurring at 5:30. It's an all-star lineup. It features 3D, obviously, because today is 3D day on this show.
RPAT.
Not him.
No. Steve Woodwind?
No. It also features Robbie Williams and Michael Jackson, kind of.
Wow.
That's at 5:30.
BBC. Radio 1.
I know what you're thinking. Mills. You're thinking, I would like to hear a track from BBC Switch Live at the weekend.
But not only that, but I'd like to hear some people telling me how good whoever it is.
No, we haven't got that now.
Oh.
No. They've run out of enthusiasm.
Right.
It was a long time ago. It was Sunday. Can you do it?
Well, yeah.
Well, let's both do them.
Yeah, okay.
BBC Switch Live.
Yeah. Who is it? You haven't told me who it is
yet. Pixie Lott.
All right.
Oh, my God, I love Pixie Lott. I love her.
OMG, Pixie Lott is so amazing. She's the best ever.
Love her.
I got to be honest with you. I thought she was a bit average.
Not what I expected at all.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, so I'm sorry to all the Twilight fans that are texting in, calling me a loser. I'm getting a lot of hate today on the text. I'm so sorry I overslept. It happened, you know. I've never done it before. So, yeah, sorry. But the interview will be on next Tuesday afternoon as planned. And if you sent in a question, still ask them. Just Grimmy did it, not me. Mm-hmm. So thanks to him very much. Something I have caught up on from last Friday that I recorded was... the Derek Acora live seance, where he got in touch with Michael Jackson, which is on Sky One.
I actually watched it. As it?
You watched it?
I did watch it, yeah. Yeah, I found myself strangely hooked by it.
Did you?
Yeah.
June Sarpong was hosting?
Yeah.
Dame June Sarpong, she's a dame, isn't she?
I think she is.
A bit like Judy Dench.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
She's definitely got an honour, isn't she?
Yeah, definitely. And it was her and David Guest.
Yeah.
In the half hour that I saw it, didn't actually say anything at all.
Right. Oh, no, he did speak.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So it's Dame June Sarpong presenting a show where Derek Acora, everyone's favourite psychic, tries to contact Michael Jackson. And the idea is that June and Derek and David Guest are there with some
David
fans.
Getter?
David Guest and some Michael Jackson fans try and contact him. From the dead. It's a very tasteful show.
I mean, I've said this before, but if you were Michael Jackson, would you really decide to come back and talk to people through Derek
Acora? What are you saying about Derek?
Well, I'm just thinking he probably wouldn't be Michael
Jackson.
No,
if you're Michael Jackson,
first choice.
You're Michael Jackson, you're there in the afterlife, you want to contact people on Earth, and you want to do it with someone with that Liverpudlian voice.
What? Yeah, but really? Well, through Derek Acora on Sky One on a Friday night? Would you?
Do you think he'd be hoping for more BBC One?
Maybe.
David Guest, hello.
Hello. I just have to tell you, you have the most beautiful lips and the prettiest white teeth I've ever seen in my life.
Why, thank you, David.
Okay. Right, David, can you stop perving on Dame June Sarpong? Because we're here to try and contact Michael Jackson, actually. Mm. Thanks very much.
Michael and I used to talk so much about the hereafter and spirits. Wow. Because he did a lot of songs, Thriller, Ghost, that had to do with the hereafter.
Is Thriller about the hereafter?
I don't know. The one that doesn't speak has just pointed out to me that it was not just Sky One, but Sky One HD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, if you are in the spirit world, I wouldn't have thought HD is really that much of a consideration.
No, that's what Michael would have wanted. Anyway, as David said, it's something that Michael would definitely be interested in if he was still here. Yeah. He would love to contact himself. Mm. Yeah. Here's one of the fans who wants to talk to Michael in the live seance.
To contact Michael's spirit in this live seance is my once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is it.
This is it. It's your chance.
This is it.
This is it.
Oh, nice.
And here's Derek himself explaining his big show.
How will this actually work?
Well, quite simply, we're going to have sitting with us three fans, OK, who are so committed in loving Michael Jackson.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the fans are there.
Mm-hmm.
Derek is an amazing psychic, as you know. Yeah. Does know everything, apart from actually four fans were there, not three.
But, that's true, actually, yeah. Yeah, there were.
Yeah.
And there was some bloke sat on a stool as well, although
For no particular reason.
Well, I missed the start, so I couldn't quite work out what his point was.
Here is where they made contact.
Well, oh, no, you play this, and then I'll say.
Bless you, thank you, Michael, thank you. Take your time. Yes, okay. Lovely Crystal is with him.
Who's Crystal?
I don't know. Now, there was a problem here, because I was watching this live. He actually made contact during a commercial break.
Oh, no.
Which must have really annoyed Derek.
That's
and the,
so
and
annoying.
The Sky team, because it was a little bit inconsiderate of him.
Yeah.
He could have waited till they were actually live.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that...
Don't do it when the adverts are on, Mike.
...cause havoc for June and presenting, you know. But anyhow.
Right. I don't know who Crystal is, but she's lovely and she's there.
Bless you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Take your time. Yes, okay. Lovely Crystal is with him.
Mm, that's good.
He wants you to know, as his fans, that he's going very, very close to his beloved children.
Well, that's a relief.
Mm-hmm.
And are you seeing Quincy Jones soon, Chappers? You are, aren't you?
Yeah, I am,
right.
Actually, yeah.
Could you pass on a message?
Yeah, I will do.
Will someone say hello to Quincy Jones for me? Please, you'll see Quincy. You say hello. Please.
Right. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Next time you see him, probably see Quincy. Just say, Derek says, Michael says hello.
Yeah, I probably see Quincy about once a month, so that's no problem. I'll pass the message.
Make sure you pass it on. Also, someone just texted in, if it's not too much trouble, it says, when Chappers sees Quincy Jones, can you tell him that... my mum's done that carrot cake for him, and you can pick it up on Friday.
Yeah, no worries. No, I'll add that to the list of things to tell him.
Cheers.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
Yay! It's our what's occurring time. It's 5:32. Text me your scores when you got to make 1199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Also, sorry about this. Can you ask from Jay in Westcliff? Can you ask Quincy when you see him if he's finished with his hair straighteners?
Right, so hang on a minute. So that's hello.
Hi from Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Carrot cake.
Carrot cake straighteners.
And the straighteners.
Write it down if it helps.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Quite can fair. I just point out it's only Quincy Jones that I can pass messages on to. He's the only one I'm seeing.
Right.
Can't tell Chaka Khan about some mince pies being delivered early to Tesco's. Right?
Okay.
That's what Emma's asked.
Okay. Now, this show is in 3D today. Hope you're wearing your glasses that you got from the Orange Supermarket to fully enjoy this 3D experience. Now, what we did, because it's 3D day, we took some 3D glasses out onto Stupid Street earlier. People tried them on. You know, they got to see what things would look like in 3D. So we gave them all a go with the glasses. My question to you, how many people said they would wear the glasses permanently, so they could see in 3D all the time?
Out of how many did you ask?
God, seven-ish.
Oh, I have a horrible feeling this is going to be very high. Five, maybe?
Five out of seven?
Yeah.
Said they would wear the glasses so they could see in 3D all the time.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here they are.
So I've got some 3D glasses here. Just put them on for me for a second. Can you see in 3D now?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah? So you look very cool.
It's really weird. I feel like I'm drunk.
Do you like seeing in 3D?
No.
Oh, no. You've now got the 3D glasses on. How does that feel, to see the world in 3D?
Do you know what? It doesn't feel very good at all. Like, I find it quite hard to see things.
So you don't want to see the world in 3D?
Well, not really. Absolutely not.
So if someone said to you, right, you can have a procedure where you can see the world in 3D, what would you say to them?
I'd say, no thank you. Absolutely not.
How does it feel now to be able to see in 3D?
Amazing.
And if you could have an operation just so you could see in 3D, would you do that?
Yep, definitely.
Yeah?
Because it's colourful and pretty.
One person.
You've now got the glasses on. Uh-huh. How does it feel to see the world in 3D?
All I just see is red and blue.
Is it worth wearing those glasses all the time just to see the world in 3D?
You're just going to miss out on like the beautiful colours like grey, brown, black.
Yeah. The benefit, of course, of wearing those is that you can see in 3D.
What is 3D?
Seeing the world in 3D with those glasses on, just tell me exactly how it feels.
Like, I want to take them off.
If someone said you could have an operation so you always saw the world in 3D, what would you do?
I wouldn't be that happy about it.
No?
No, not really.
You prefer normal vision?
Yeah.
As opposed to 3D vision?
Yeah, it's more like real world.
How does it feel to be able to see in 3D?
I don't know. It's too 3D.
It's just too 3D.
It's too 3D.
Yeah. So just one person would wear the glasses all the time so they could see in 3D permanently.
Didn't a couple of others say they would have operations though so they could see in 3D?
Oh! What's the curtain?
They never fail to disappoint, do they?
I love that street. Right, next one. No points for this, but guess this. Mystery voice.
Hi, Scott and Chappers.
That's Robbie Williams.
What a shame you didn't get a point for that.
No.
Yes, it is Robbie Williams. He was in the Live Lounge this week. He likes his TV, Robbie Williams, because he never goes out.
Okay.
Him and his girlfriend, they watch a whole lot of TV. He doesn't leave the house, honestly. Watches a lot. My question to you, though, with his extensive TV knowledge, how many TV shows can Robbie Williams name in 60 seconds?
Any TV shows?
Yeah.
20.
You're saying 20?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here's Robbie Williams. He loves the TV.
Bewitched, Come Dine With Me, Top of the Pops, A Question of Sport, Grand Designs, 60 Minute Makeover, Play School, Blue Peter, Jossie's Giants, Charlton and the Wheelies, Bagpuss, Pub, International MasterChef, Mastermind, Grey's Anatomy, Sopranos, and 24, and 80 Days Around the World, The News Round, The Test Card, and
10 seconds.
X Factor, Loose Women, Paul O'Grady Show, The News, Satan, Blue Peter. I've done Blue Peter. Okay. Neighbours. I've done Neighbours in Home and Away. Coronation Street. Doctor Who. EastEnders. Crossroads.
Wow, he knows a lot of TV.
That was very good. I don't think there is an international MasterChef, because I'm a big fan of MasterChef. I don't think there's been. I don't think there's international MasterChef.
It's not called International MasterChef.
I don't think.
We need to look that
I don't remember an international one.
Right.
There's MasterChef the Professionals, MasterChef and Celebrity MasterChef.
Also, have you seen Satan?
Not recently.
Who's tapping the keyboard like that?
The one that does this beast in quite a furious way. I don't know why.
We're just checking that.
No.
Just Googling International MasterChef, no? Not there.
No.
Oh. Okay, knock a point off. It was 28.
And are you counting Satan or
I'm not counting Satan. Okay. Have you seen it?
No.
I don't. Does that exist? It sounds like one of those things that I would, like, it would take me a while to get into. I'd probably have to get the box set
sounds
and watch it a bit
sci-fi,
later.
Sci-fi for
does
us, doesn't
to me,
it?
To me.
Oh! What's the curtain?
Right, next one. Let's talk about the Michael Jackson seance again with Derek Acora the other night on Sky One and Sky One HD, where they contacted Michael Jackson from the dead. Now, admittedly, Michael there does sound a bit like Jennifer Aniston in our rom-com.
He does a bit, doesn't he?
But rest assured, it is him.
Right.
So, they contact Michael during a commercial break. But they come back, it's exciting, right? So, you've got some Michael Jackson fans there. This is a big moment. They can ask Michael whatever they want. They're in touch. My question to you, during the Michael Jackson seance, how many questions did they actually ask Michael?
Three, I think.
Three?
Yeah, I don't think... I think they... Oh, did they each ask one? But then one of them couldn't think of one. Three, I think it was.
Right, so they finally got hold of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Ask him anything.
No, well, I think they were...
Mine's gone blank.
They were, I think they did, if I remember rightly. I'd start to lose interest by that point. But I'm fairly sure that at least one of them struggled to think of a question.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here's the MJ fans on the live seance asking Michael some questions.
Michael, I love you so much. Do you realise how much I love you, Michael?
I feel from your sincerity of love.
Right, OK. Do you realise how much I love you, Michael?
Mm.
One question.
It was a very deep response by him, wasn't it?
Yes.
I want to know what's his most favourite performance, what I've performed. I really want him to tell me that.
Well, hey. No, I don't think he answered that one because it was grammatically all over the place and he couldn't understand what he actually said.
I want to know what's his most favourite performance, what I've performed.
How am Michael going to understand that?
What is my most favourite performance, what I have performed?
What kind of question is that for the King of Pop? Next one.
Derek, does Michael have a message for Glenn?
Right, so you can ask Michael Jackson, absolutely, what would you ask, right? If you're in contact with Michael Jackson, there he is, he's off of the dead, right? What do you ask?
Well, there's whole...
Do you ask if he's got a question for Glenn?
No, that wouldn't be what I asked, no.
No. You wanted, there's more to ask.
There's an awful lot.
I have a message for Glenn.
Was Glenn one of the people there? Okay, because I didn't get their names.
I think so, yeah.
Were they?
Yeah.
Derek, does Michael have a message for Glenn?
So not only is Glenn...
You can ask anything.
Not only is Glenn asking a ridiculous question, he's also referring to himself in the third person.
Yeah.
Which, as far as I remember, used to really annoy Michael Jackson.
Still made more sense than this guy.
I want to know what's his most favourite performance, what I've performed.
So you could, I mean, you can ask, does God exist? Mm. The possibilities are endless.
How's Bubbles?
Yeah, but no.
Derek, does Michael have a message for Glenn?
You are absolutely right.
It was three.
Oh,
three.
What's the kidding?
There were no question time audience, were there?
No. Let me know your scores, please. 8-1-1-9.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, it's Scott Mills, and today, for one day only, just as a trial, this show is in 3D. Molly in Chester's been on, says, I am loving the 3D experience. She's got her glasses on now. It is good, because if you are wearing the glasses, right, listen to this, it will feel like I'm actually in the room with you now.
Hang on.
Hello. How are you?
I've put mine on.
You're right, Chappers.
It does actually feel like you're in the room with me.
Ooh, hello. Hello.
Why? You don't have
hello.
To be a ghost to be
hello.
In 3D.
Hello, 3D.
Pretty good. Andrew's having a bit of a problem, though.
Not that good.
He's in Ipswich.
Yeah.
He's now stopped listening to us in 3D. The glasses just didn't agree with him at all. He started to feel a bit sick.
Did he?
So he's back to regular old 2D now.
Okay. I can see how they would make you feel sick after a while.
Yeah. Let me know how you're finding 3D today. 8-1-1-9. Now, remember yesterday on What's Occurring?
Mm-hmm.
We had Dizzy Rascal on, and we were testing his knowledge of Spice Girls tracks, of which he is an expert. Now, he couldn't remember the titles. He could only sing them.
If you want to be my lover... I don't know the names. I'll sing a little bit. Swing it, shake it, who do you think you are?
Now, we're just thinking, there's still time, Dizzy, if you're listening. I imagine he's probably listening. He does listen.
He'll be there in his 3D glasses now, fixing up, looking sharp. Still time, Dizzy, before Christmas, to get an album out there, I think.
What, of kind of Spice Girls classics?
Yeah.
Reworked.
He is remarkably in tune.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to
what
this.
What do you mean remarkably in tune?
No, that came out wrong again, didn't it? I mean, he didn't have any music with him at the time. He was just, you know, freestyling it, but it's very much
everybody in the room has their head in their hands at the moment.
Because that sounds like he's not normally in tune, doesn't it? Which is not true.
Keep going.
Anyway, so just had an idea. Listen to this. See what you think. This could be the album.
Oh, if you wanna be my lover.
That's it, man.
Mama, I love you.
What's happening?
Swing it, shake it.
Help me out, man.
Who do you think you are?
For real?
You'd buy that, wouldn't you?
I would buy that.
For Christmas? Not for yourself, probably. For someone else, that's an ideal gift.
I think you've given him an idea, though.
Oh, if you wanna be my lover.
That's it, man.
Mama, I love you.
What's happening?
Swing it, shake it.
Help me out, man.
Who do you think you are?
For real?
Some of our people on the text were hoping that we would be able to speak to Lady Gaga today, but we can't, sadly, because she's on a course.
Lady Gaga's on a course,
first aid today.
Okay.
That was Lady Gaga.
Even pop stars have to go on courses, then.
Of course they do. Bad romance. It's 6:15.
Where's Becky today?
Huh?
Where's Becky today?
Right. When is Becky back? Do we know one that doesn't speak? Monday?
Monday?
In courses all week.
Yeah, but she's not on a course today, is she? She's done on something, hasn't she?
Well, I don't know,
actually.
She's
on a course for the rest of the week, isn't
I
she?
Had a text from Becky earlier.
Right.
Going, ha-ha, I've just seen your flatmate buying cushions. Now, that was about 4:30.
Is she on a soft furnishings course?
Well, there's two questions that spring to mind from that. If she was in a shop seeing my flatmate buying cushions at 4:30, the show's on 4 till 7.
Mm.
She could have probably made it.
Probably.
And also, why was my flatmate not at work? All these questions.
Yeah. And why was he buying... Do you not have any cushions in the new flat?
We have cushions, yeah.
Right, okay.
Don't know.
All right.
Maybe I'll find out later.
Maybe find out what other courses she's on this week.
Yeah. Hello, Tim, who is currently wearing 2 pairs... of 3D glasses.
Now, that's dangerous, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's brilliant. He's now listening to us in 5D. So, Tim, just let me know how this sounds. Where are you? I'm over here now. Now I'm over here. Over here, Tim. Over here, down here, Tim. That's in 5D. We should do that maybe as an experiment where you have to wear 2 pairs of glasses, maybe this time next week.
All right, then.
I really like that. Thanks, Tim.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, more songs with people's names in them. If you don't think your name does have a song, then just send me a little email if you want, or text, and we'll try and find one. We found some more today. Quite a few Janes have been on, saying, well, there's no song about me. Well, there is, actually.
Jane, divided, but I can't decide which side I'm on.
There you are, Jane, you've got one.
Okay, good.
And hello if you are called Lorraine. Probably thinking, no, there's no song.
Lorraine?
Yeah.
There isn't one with Lorraine, is there?
When I met my sweet Lorraine, Lorraine, Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
Several times, in fact.
When I met my sweet Lorraine, Lorraine, Lorraine.
Nice. If you want to text me in if your name isn't in a song or you don't think it is, 81199. Busy day today at Radio 1.
Have you had any Delilahs texting?
Hmm?
Have you had any Delilahs texting? That's a weird one, isn't
that's
it?
That's weird.
Off the top of your head, can you think of one?
No.
No, me neither.
Well, we will try and find one, if there are any Delilahs listening. Busy day today at Radio 1. Delilah. Robbie Williams was in the live lounge earlier with Fern. Fern did a whole show from Maid of Vale because of it. And it's quite exciting because they were rehearsing, loads of people were rehearsing for the big Children in Need gig that's happening. So Take That were there, Muse, and lots of other people. Nickelback were there. I just made that up because I just played them. I don't know whether they were there or
right.
not. So if you are
you
going
actually
to
the, don't know who was there or
I
not.
I know Take That and Muse were there.
Okay.
I'm not sure about Nickelback. So if you are going to that gig, don't be surprised if they're not there. But there are loads of people there. And Robbie did a lovely performance. I'm going to play You Know Me.
The picture I've got in front of me, Fern looks like she's never going to let go of him.
Well, I've seen that picture. It's on the homepage at Radio 1 Online. I know they met today, obviously, because she did a show from Maid of Vale, yeah. And that's where Robbie was performing. 3 tracks. But it looks like their heads have been stuck on. It looks like they didn't actually meet.
No, it doesn't. It looks like Fern's tried to stick her head to Robbie.
Maybe her head is stuck to Robbie. Mm. Robbie Williams. From the live lounge with Fern. The video's up online now, bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can see that amazing performance from Robbie at Maida Vale, including the cover he did, which was Human by The Killers, which I thought was excellent.
It was brilliant, was yeah. that?
In a kind of slightly line dancing style.
It did have a country feel to it, yeah. But it was very good.
It
really
shouldn't have worked,
work.
But it did.
Yeah.
bbc.co.uk/radio1. Video's online now of Robbie from earlier. Right, now, with Delilah,
yeah.
in answer to your question, Tom Jones has done a song with Delilah in it.
Right.
The person who texted in didn't put what the song is called, so if you could text back and let us know.
Yes, please.
And then we can look it up. Right, apparently there's a song which starts with the line, "Hey there, Delilah," but the person hasn't put what the song's called. We need to know what the song's
so
called.
So that's two Delilah songs we need to know what the
So if you let us
like.
Know what it's called, text back and we can look it up. Thank you very much. Right, so the rom-com that we are making...
Yeah, which now doesn't have our Pats in it, does it?
Well, not after I stood him up.
No.
I think we can probably rule him out.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Robert Pattinson's probably not going to say yes. So Gerard Butler.
Is he back on now?
Well, yeah, he's back in the lead role now.
Okay.
He's over here at the moment in the UK. So I'm going to hook up with him and sell him this idea because he can get to Aniston.
Right.
And we want her in the movie.
Yeah,
and we'll have to have him, won't we?
Yeah.
Probably come as a package.
You're going to have to sell it a bit better to him, I think.
Oh, no, he listens to the podcast as well.
You're going to have to sort of
Jared, we really want you on board.
I really want him on board. You're more interested in Aniston, but I really want him on board. I think he'd be very good.
Anyway, this is what happened, right? So, the story so far, Gerard, lead role, he plays a... got my sound effects from the 50s there, yeah?
Yeah. A lab technician, yeah.
In an all-girls public school. Don't really know why.
For casting purposes.
They think that he is a bit weird, but he's just a bit misunderstood, you know?
Many science teachers are. Yeah. Sorry, lab technicians.
Then, he falls for the ghost... Aniston.
Yeah.
Of a teacher who died in a freak chemistry accident back in the 50s.
Yeah.
But the ghost only appears when someone cries. Okay? So he has to make the ghost cry... So that it comes out.
No, he has to make people cry.
The people cry so that the
ghost comes out.
You get me? And then this Pixie Lott song comes on.
Okay.
That works.
Okay. That freak accident left the female ghost with an unfeasibly deep voice, didn't it? Yeah.
It did. Do you think Aniston can get that low?
I'm sure.
That's all I've got so far, but if anybody has any idea of... how it ends and where we put the Robbie Williams song, which belongs in the rom-com. That's going to be at the end, obviously.
I would have thought that's the big finale.
Yes, it sounds like that to me. Yeah. But what happens the rest of it, I don't know. BBC Radio
1. Joe Lewis from Buckley has helped us. The song that starts Hey There Delilah...
Is
called Hey There Delilah.
Is it?
Oh, see... Don't you feel stupid sometimes?
I feel really stupid now. Right, entertainment news with Chris.
Coming up, we are live, because we were on time, for the big New Moon fan concert in London. But first...
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got Panic at the Disco coming up, and Kesha. Oh, I really want to get her in soon, she's mad. And also Dirty Russ... who? Dirty Cash by Dizzy Rascal.
Dirty Rascal?
Dirty Rascal.
What were you thinking
and
about
And Ribby
then?
Williams together.
There's a specialist active ever that was.
Should we just play him doing the Spice Girls and not Dirty Cash?
What, Dirty Rascal?
Yeah.
I don't think... If he has been... Because, as you say, he does listen. I don't think he's going to be very happy with
you
tonight.
Dirty Rascal.
You've called him a dirty rascal and you were surprised that he sang in tune.
How do you think Ribby Williams feels?
Well, no. It's not gone particularly well, has it, really?
Not really, no.
No.
Right. Lots of people asking about the Robert Pattinson interview. I overslept. But Grimmie did it and you will hear it on Tuesday afternoon. However, if you just can't get enough of him in your life at the moment, there's something quite cool on the all-new movie blog at Radio 1 Online. I'd like you to try this out now, chappers.
Right.
If you're a computer, do this as well if you're a fan of RPAT. Right, if you go to the movie blog, there's like a... Can you see a picture of his face? Robert's face.
There. Is that it?
You see that?
No.
Yeah.
Yes, there.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
That wasn't the one that doesn't speak, that was Chris.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Right, so there's a little kind of red mark there on his face.
Right, okay.
I want you to stare at that for as long as you can. Just focus on the red dot, and I'll tell you when to stop, right? You can try this as well, if you love a bit of Robert. bbc.co.uk/radio1 on the all-new movie blog. Keep looking at that red mark on his face. Keep looking at it. Stare at it.
I am doing.
Stare at the red.
I am.
Focus on the red. Focus on the mark.
I am.
Don't lose concentration.
Why am I doing this?
Just stare at it.
Right.
That should be enough time.
Right.
Now take your eyes away and just blink. And can you see him?
Can I see you?
What's supposed to happen in that situation?
Yeah.
Stare at the wall.
Right.
Can you see him?
No, I can just see. Oh, I can.
Can you
Whoa,
see?
Oh, how weird is that?
You see? That, right? His face is now burnt on your retina forever.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Am I going to see him wherever I go tonight? See him,
yeah, it's when you close your eyes tonight in bed, all you'll see is our pats.
Seriously, no, how long does that stand for? Because that's going to really annoy me on the tube home.
All you can see now is Robert Pattinson, isn't it? Am I right?
Yeah, well, I can see that. I thought it was... When it said Edward, I thought it was Edward out of John and Edward. But no, right, yeah.
Imagine them burnt on your retina forever.
You could have one on each eye.
Right, go online. If you want some...
Oh, this is really freaky.
...in your vision forever, bbc.co.uk/radio1.
You don't need 3D glasses on for that.
No, you don't. Just made Chappers stare at this thing... which features Robert Pattinson's face at Radio 1 Online. You can try this as well on the movie blog. Just stare at the red mark for as long as you can. About 30 seconds should do it. And then just look at a wall and like he's there forever. Is he still there now?
No, he's gone.
Oh, well.
He's gone now, fortunately.
At least one of us saw him today, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Main thing. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio
1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.